Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, be sure to hit the like button to help us grow. Let's get into it.
Everybody shut up. As of today, I'm 27, zero kids, zero man, body.
Okay, first and foremost, a woman who tell people to shut up, already a red flag. It's not ladylike. It's rude, it's disrespectful, and it's trashy. And I notice it a lot in modern women. So, ladies, if you're listening, don't tell anybody to shut up ever for any reason, even when you're playing. Second, okay, you 27 with no kids and got body, and you on the internet talking about nothing. This isn't a good pitch. Like, if you were trying to pitch yourself to a man, this is a terrible pitch. I don't think people understand how big of a red flag it is for a woman to be past 25 and could never make a relationship work with a man, or could never pick a man decent enough to make a relationship work with, especially when she looks like this. This is an attractive woman, very attractive even. There's no good reason for a pretty girl to be single after 25, period. Usually I say after 23, really, but I'll cut y'all some slack. There is no good reason for even a moderately attractive looking woman to be single after 23. She was either 304ing it up or focusing on her career. And when women focus on their career, they usually become masculine, trying to climb that corporate ladder or trying to be dominant at work. Ladies, don't focus on a career. First, focus on getting a man. And then after you lock down a man, if you want to get a career after that, fine. The number one thing you need to focus on from high school on is locking down a decent man. That is going to be the most important thing in your life. I'm sorry, I don't care about everything else. Everything else is a bonus. You could always go back to school and get a degree. You can get a degree at 37. You want to be a doctor? You could start at 37 and be a doctor by 47 or however long it takes and live out your life as a doctor. There's no rush on getting a career. Lock down the man first, then focus on the career. Trust me.
I'm ready to put a word in.
Would you guys rather date a guy who's a virgin or a player?
A player.
Player.
Probably player.
Player?
Yeah, player.
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 I'm not dating dudes, so it's fine.
Why would you guys say that?
I feel like if I would date a guy, I'd want it to be a good experience. If it's a virgin, I feel like I'd have to teach him stuff. Not down for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'd like someone to know what they're doing before.
Yeah, ladies, y'all all want that hot, experienced guy. You know, that can pull chicks. But then you think you're so special, he's going to get with you and stop his rampage of slaying chicks. No, he's not. There's nothing you're going to say that he hasn't heard before, running through those other 100 chicks. There's nothing you're going to do. There's not a meal you're going to cook them that's going to snap them out of it. So don't sleep on those virgin guys. Might be some great guys in that virgin pool. Or you can keep getting treated like trash by Chad.
Before they see me.
Yeah, I feel like it's all about experience and just knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, we like a seasoned boy.
You know what? I found dating really hard. And I'm surprised because I thought that what I was looking for would be super awesome for, like, pretty much anybody who is also not looking to be in a serious relationship. Like, I put very clearly on my profile that I want to go on fun dates. I want to do cute stuff. I want to play mini putt. I want to go to the movies. I want to try a new restaurant together. And then I want to, you know, have dessert. And that's it. That's all I want. I want to go do fun stuff. I want to explore my city. And then I want to smash. And then I want to, like, see you around, kiddo. And, like, why is that so hard to find?
You're probably swiping on dating apps. And in that pool of women, you're probably not top tier. So the type of guys you're looking for, they can be picky. They can be picky and only hit up the nines and tens. Those guys are out of your league, and that's why you're struggling. There's plenty of guys who will go for that deal, but not guys that you deem good enough for yourself. But you're not that hot. I'm not trying to be mean, but I want you to get what you want. So once you realize you're not that hot, you'll start going for the guys who are actually in your league. You pushing your boobs up to your chin isn't gonna get you what you're looking for. Okay, yeah, she was looking good, whining. My boy said, let me try to get up on this. It just didn't work. Then she just bust out the robot. So it's safe to say she wasn't into you, bro. But hey, you shot your shot and that's all that counts. You'll get them next time, champ.
take care of myself 100%. Okay. I'm very ambitious. I got me.
Okay.
You
okay.
don't have to worry about me being a dependent on you.
Okay.
And then the third one.
Masculine. Go ahead. Nurturing,
it's
independence.
It's funny because I get that a lot.
I know. We know.
But my third one would be like. I literally almost called you out your name. So
it's cool. Go ahead. All the women do.
I literally almost called you a bitch.
Go ahead.
So just stop.
Yeah, she used to calling guys the B word, cussing men out, you know, jabbing her finger in their face. You know, women wouldn't feel so comfortable calling grown men bees if there were some consequences. I'm not advocating anything, but I'm just saying. Women are very comfortable being very disrespectful to men because they know nothing's going to happen. Ladies, how about just be respectful? Because you never know when you're going to run into that one where something is going to happen. And I'm looking out for you ladies' safety because I care about you. But yeah, stop telling me how independent you are. That don't make sense. If I'm trying to get in a relationship with you, we're both going to be dependent on each other. I don't want to hear about how independent you are. It's a turnoff, and it doesn't logically make sense when you're trying to get into a relationship with somebody.
Hey.
Just f***ing everything.
All the women do. Go
My
ahead.